This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not medical advice. Always talk with your medical provider before starting or stopping any supplement, peptide, or hormone protocol. Today we're diving into one of the most in-demand topics right now. Peptides for testosterone optimization without jumping straight into testosterone replacement therapy. A lot of people want the benefits of improved testosterone, like better energy, stronger libido, better muscle building, improved mood, and metabolic support, but they also want to avoid the commitment and long-term suppression that come with TRT. The good news is that there are several peptides that may help support your body's natural testosterone production. They don't replace your hormones. Instead, they can help the system that already exists inside you work better and more efficiently. So, let's start by talking about why testosterone dips in the first place. As we age, the hypothalamus and pituitary become less responsive. Stress goes up. Sleep quality goes down. We experience more inflammation, more insulin resistance, and in many cases, micronutrient deficiencies. Add in environmental endocrine disruptors, chronic calorie restriction, too much cardio, or overtraining, and you get a perfect storm that pushes testosterone lower and lower. When this system starts slowing down, you don't always need direct testosterone. Sometimes you just need a better signal. And that's where peptides can step in. One of the most well-known categories for testosterone support is the group of peptides that stimulate the pituitary gland. This includes peptides like caspeptin, which helps regulate luteinizing hormone, and luteinizing hormone is one of the key signals that tells the testes to make testosterone. Think of caspeptin as the spark that reminds your body it still knows how to produce testosterone on its own. When caspeptin activity improves, the whole cascade downstream can improve and natural testosterone may rise. Another peptide that gets a lot of attention is CJC with Ipamorlin. Most people think of CJC and Ipamorlin only as growth hormone peptides, and yes, they absolutely increase growth hormone and IGF-1. But one of the overlooked benefits of improving growth hormone signaling is its supportive effect on sex hormone balance. Better sleep, better recovery, reduced belly fat, improved inflammation, and enhanced pituitary function all indirectly help testosterone function. Some men notice better morning wood. Some notice improved libido. Some notice more strength and stamina in the gym. These aren't direct testosterone boosting effects, but they support the environment where testosterone can thrive. Then there's BPC-157. It's not a testosterone peptide by definition, but when your inflammation goes down, when your gut absorbs nutrients better, when your stress response normalizes, and when your recovery time drops, testosterone often goes up simply because the body isn't stuck in survival mode. A chronic inflammation kills testosterone faster than almost anything else. BPC helps remove that roadblock. Many people combine BPC with other peptides for a synergistic effect, and they notice better libido, improved mental clarity, fewer aches, and more physical drive. There's also the category of peptides that act on the gonads more directly. One of the most interesting ones is called KPV. While it's known for anti-inflammatory effects, lowering inflammation in the gut, and systemically has been strongly connected to better testosterone output and reduced estrogen dominance. When your body is inflamed, aromatase increases. Aromatase is the enzyme that converts testosterone into estrogen. So if you lower inflammation, you lower aromatase activity. And when aromatase is lower, testosterone can stay testosterone instead of converting into estrogen. Another peptide worth discussing is PT-141. Most people think of PT-141 for libido, but libido and testosterone are deeply connected. PT-141 works through the melanocortin system in the brain, and enhancing that pathway improves sexual desire and sexual responsiveness. When libido rises, testosterone often follows. It's not a direct test-boosting mechanism, but it increases sexual signaling, which can support natural hormone rhythm. Many men feel more confident, more motivated, more masculine, and more mentally driven when using PT-141, and a lot of those effects are associated with healthy testosterone patterns. Now, let's talk about mitochondrial peptides, like MOC. MOC improves overall energy production. When your cells create more ADP, your metabolism increases, your insulin sensitivity improves, and your body becomes more responsive to training. Better training means better testosterone. Higher muscle mass means better testosterone. Lower visceral fat means better testosterone. MOC doesn't directly increase testosterone, but it improves the metabolic conditions required for optimal production. Another silent contributor is stress. Stress destroys testosterone. Chronic cortisol blunts the signaling between the brain and the testes. This is why peptides like C-max and C-link matter. C-max supports cognitive performance, dopamine balance, mood, and attention. C-link reduces anxiety and stabilizes stress response. When stress goes down, testosterone often rebounds. These peptides don't raise testosterone directly, but they help you remove the number one testosterone killer in modern life. Now, let's shift into lifestyle factors for a moment, because peptides enhance your system, but your system still needs raw materials. If you aren't sleeping at least 7 hours a night, your testosterone will drop. If you constantly train without any rest, testosterone will drop. If you're eating too little, testosterone will drop. If you're chronically stressed, testosterone will drop. If your vitamin D and magnesium levels are low, testosterone will drop. Peptides help bring the system back online, but lifestyle determines how strong the signal can become. So here's where peptides really shine. They don't override your natural system. They strengthen it. They wake it up. They remind the body how to function efficiently. That's why many people choose them first before committing to TRT. TRT can be life-changing, but it suppresses your natural testosterone. Peptides don't do that. They support the system instead of replacing it. For many people, peptides become a stepping stone that either prevents the need for TRT or makes TRT more effective if they eventually choose it. Now, let's go deeper into mechanisms. Kisspeptin acts at the hypothalamus to stimulate GnRH. GnRH signals the pituitary to release luteinizing hormone. Luteinizing hormone signals the testes to produce testosterone. So kisspeptin essentially restores order. It's like reminding a manager to delegate work again. When the system starts firing properly, many men notice increased confidence, better performance at the gym, more strength, improved mental clarity, and a more stable mood. What about follistatin peptides? Follistatin is often associated with muscle growth, but controlling myostatin levels also indirectly supports testosterone by enhancing anabolic activity and shifting the hormonal environment toward growth instead of breakdown. When the body is in an anabolic state, testosterone often rises, or at least functions better. Men who use peptides that support muscle recovery often notice improved sexual function, better motivation, and higher daily energy. Another underrated peptide for testosterone support is GHKCU. GHKCU is well known for skin and hair, but it also has hormone balancing effects through reducing oxidative stress and improving tissue repair. Oxidative stress is another silent testosterone killer. When the body is constantly repairing damage, testosterone takes a back seat. GHK reduces that load, which may allow natural hormone output to improve. Now, let's talk about synergy, because most people don't get the best results from one peptide alone. Imagine someone using kisspeptin to improve hormone signaling, BPC, 157 to reduce inflammation, and CJC with ipamorlin to enhance recovery and growth hormone pathways. That's a triple-A approach to natural testosterone optimization. The brain is firing better. The inflammation is lower. The recovery is better. The metabolism is better. The sleep is deeper. These systems all feed into hormone balance. Another combination that works well for many men is C-max during the day and C-link at night. This reduces stress, improves cognition, calms the nervous system, and helps restore the natural testosterone rhythm that chronic stress tends to destroy. Men who are stressed rarely make good testosterone. Calming the nervous system is a huge part of testosterone restoration. There are also peptides that improve fat loss, like AOD or GLP-1 support. Lowering visceral fat significantly improves testosterone. Visceral fat increases aromatase. Aromatase increases estrogen. Higher estrogen lowers testosterone. So, even though fat loss peptides are not marketed as testosterone peptides, they absolutely support testosterone balance. When men reduce belly fat, testosterone almost always rises. This brings us to another important point. Testosterone is not just a hormone. It's an entire hormonal ecosystem. If the ecosystem is damaged, testosterone drops. Peptides repair the ecosystem. They improve communication between the brain and the testes. They repair the gut. They improve sleep. They regulate stress. They increase recovery. They reduce inflammation. They increase mitochondria. They reduce fat. They enhance libido. And all of these changes together create a body that naturally produces more testosterone without needing external replacement. As we move through these mechanisms, remember something important. Peptides don't force the body. They guide it. They whisper the right instructions. They create an environment where testosterone can rise naturally. They help you feel sharper, stronger, more stable, more confident, more energized, and more connected to your body again. At this point, you might be wondering how long it takes to see improvements. Most people notice subtle changes within 2 to 4 weeks, especially when combining stress support peptides with pituitary signaling peptides. Libido and energy tend to improve first, then sleep, then mood, then strength. Testosterone levels often rise gradually over 12 weeks as the body rebuilds its natural rhythm. Some people ask whether peptides can replace TRT entirely. The answer depends on the person. If your testes are capable of producing testosterone, peptides can absolutely help restore that ability. If your testes are no longer responsive, TRT may still be necessary. But even then, peptides can support overall health, recovery, and sexual function. Another common question is whether peptides cause shutdown like TRT. And the answer is no. Peptides stimulate your natural hormone pathways. They don't replace your hormones. They don't shut down the axis. They don't force your body into dependency. They enhance the system instead of overriding it. As we move toward the end of this episode, let's recap the big picture. Peptides like caspeptin and CJC with ipamorlin support hormone signaling. Peptides like BPC, 157 and KPV reduce inflammation and support hormone balance. Peptides like MOS-C improve metabolic health. Peptides like C-Max and C-Link reduce stress. Peptides like PT-141 improve libido. And peptides that support fat loss help reduce aromatase and increase testosterone. All of these pieces work together. None of these peptides replace testosterone. Instead, they help your body remember how to produce testosterone on its own. This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not medical advice. Always talk with your medical provider before starting or stopping any supplement, peptide, or hormone protocol. Thanks for listening. Keep learning and stay curious.